I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast Episode 579, Lifting the Veil. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, the original girl gaming and anime podcast. I'm Siri, sitting in for Ninja Sister and Pandalicious. We're taking off to celebrate Easter and the coming of spring. This week, we give you another clip show. In this show, we lift the veil a little bit and let you hear some of the things that go on behind the scenes. Most of the stuff you will hear on this week's show has never been presented in a regular podcast. It's stuff we've kept hidden from you, until now. The first clip is a sample of what goes on just before a typical podcast starts. It is followed by various excerpts that we pulled from our 12-year-long collection of recordings. We hope you enjoy it.
Recording there. Okay. Turn up the volume. So hopefully some of the ambient stuff gets picked up. Okay. So, is there anything in?
What? No, I take games out when I'm disconnecting them because I've heard horror stories about discs like getting stuck. Ooh, I know, I saw the Marvel set, and I'm like, oh, Rochelle must have gotten the Marvel set today.
Oh my god, it's the start of the Marvel set. They were so kind to include
the map. The, so you could see what's coming out for...
For Disney, and then flip it over. For Marvel.
Oh,
boy. For set one.
Holy crap.
So guess what I want for Christmas?
Set two?
Is I give it 2 months and wait for somebody to put the collection, the whole run, up for like $60 and then I buy it. And I buy one of those to put it in. So if you want to scout and let me know when that's available for the Infinity set.
Okay.
Because I'll get the discs. I need figures.
So wait, so who do you got there? So you've got the Avengers.
I've got... All of the Avengers except for the Hulk.
Okay.
Because that's going to be a while before he's available as a non-exclusive. It's part of the set. I don't have any of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
I don't have any of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Got it.
And I have Nick Fury from the
set. Okay.
Alright. Game is in. And I hope I put that in right. It's labeled up, right?
Yes. Yes, label up. Yes.
All right, so let me bring this guy closer here and turn this mic up.
So that it catches that way?
Yep, so okay. It catches this way.
One last screen, nothing. Go to sleep.
Okay.
Go to sleep. It's asleep.
All right, so talk the way that you're going to talk.
I'm going to talk like this.
Keep talking. Can you say more than one
I can
sentence?
Say more. I can say things up. I can say things down. I can say things to the right and the left. And then sometimes diagonal because I'm quirky.
All right. Okay. And I have more bass, so I need to sit over here
You're
a little
all
bit.
About that bass. About that bass. No trouble.
Okay. Let me turn that down a little bit. And I think we should be good to go. Andre, does it sound good on your end?
I hear you both perfectly.
Great. All right, you got your drink. I got my drink.
Yep.
We are good. So let's start this thing. Ooh, that got bright. Okay.
So there are a lot of people on the internet right now who have been talking, and I'm talking mostly about reviewers, who've been talking about the game and complaining about it.
Blah, 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 bitch, 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 wah, wah, wah.
Pretty much. Hold on a second. I'm going to stop for a second because...
Beautiful.
I feel better now.
Beautiful. I just want you to know.
Andre, that does not make it into the show.
That's not fair. When I burp, it makes it into the show.
When you burp, it makes it into a clip show.
Well, then that goes into a clip show.
Okay, fine. Okay, let's try that again.
Okay, I don't have very many. You guys kind of killed the podcast by being funny in the pre-show.
Were we really that funny in the pre-show?
Yeah, funnier than in the podcast.
I've got the whole pre-show.
I thought the podcast went well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it went well. It just wasn't as funny as the pre-show.
Well, they don't need to know that.
Yeah. We won't tell if you don't tell.
Tell them what? You know, it'll be in something someday.
I'm sure it will.
It's all blackmail footage now.
Yep.
Yeah, they got me really good on the last show. I think I was talking off at the end, which I was like, we are totally putting that in a show. I don't remember what it was that I had said.
Well, it's like when I was trying to record the title and I totally couldn't do it, and then they put that in the show.
They've been doing that more and more.
It was funny.
Yep. Oh, it was so humiliating. Is that a word?
You're a public figure. Get over it.
Yeah. So many sound bites out there. At least I'm not running for office or anything. There's nothing I can do about all the stuff I say.
Record button is tapped. Mics are hot. We are go for recording.
What am I talking about?
Seen it?
Yeah. Seen it, lights, camera, and action. Because my mom tried to play Rock Band, and she can't sing, and she can't drum, and she can't guitar. She can barely do the tambourine option on the mic.
Mom makes a very good groupie.
Yeah, mom should just be a groupie. But, so she's like, we need to find a game that I can play. And I'm like, Mom, I don't know if that's possible. And then she found one.
Like,
and
Mom, she makes me play it.
Like, if she knows that I'm not doing anything, she'll be like, let's play it. And I'm like, all right. And I'll play for a couple of rounds.
Wait, what game?
Seen It. Lights, camera, and action. And, like, so it's about all different kinds of movies. Like, it's not like the one I think you guys did on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, many movies. And half of them I've never even seen. But because the controller is essentially just one big button or smaller buttons, my mom can play it. So she likes to play it for hours. Like, I started playing at noon one day. We didn't stop playing till 9. She wouldn't even let me pee. And I had to pee.
Save it for the show.
Anyway, I need to go because, A, I need to put on pants. And, 2...
Why do you always do the show with no pants on?
It's hot in my bedroom, okay? Anyway,
it's hot
I need to put
Yeah, it's because you were talking about sensual phrase. I'm not stupid.
No, it's actually like humidity in my room, so I took off my pants before I came back from the potty break.
Okay. I'll be right back.
The panda stands alone. The panda stands alone. I who dare you? The panda stands alone. Why is the panda at a farm? I don't know. I have a hard time, like, I don't have a problem, like, doing a chord, like a yellow and green, or a red and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my problem is when you have 3 yellow and blues together, and yellow and blues, you're, like, yellow and green, and then you have to go, and you have to hit them fast, like, when they're all, like, lined up, where you have to, like, be like, bing, 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 like, super fast.
Wait, do that again.
Why? The bing.
Yes, that's awesome.
Wow, did somebody just bite into something really, really crunchy?
Yeah, ice.
Oh,
okay. Not me.
And ice.
It's like somebody's chewing on their teeth.
Mm. I have chips beside me, but I'm not going to partake in them.
Good.
And I'm fully ready because I'm not wearing pants. So
I have nothing anywhere near me, but I have 2 6-packs of Mike's in the car, ready to go over to Josh's as soon as this is done.
Sweet.
All right, you're getting drunk. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
No rape for Christmas.
Yeah.
No. That is Christmas. The daily panda thought.
No rape. No rape.
No rape for Christmas. Anywho, I gotta go potty. I've been holding it. I gotta go. I love you guys.
You know, I've been recording all of that, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of that made it onto the podcast. It,
like the ESH remix. I gotta potty.
I need to do that. You ready?
Hold on. This gas. All right, I'm gonna try very hard to not burp or fart. I mean, you probably won't hear the fart, but you will definitely.
I mean,
hear
you have it, to sit in it, so it really doesn't affect me.
I know, but I have been horribly gassy and burpy since I stopped taking the antibiotic, and the doctor said that can happen.
Yep,
He's like, and it could last for about a month, and I've had it for about a month now, and I just want it to stop. I just want the burp.
Whatever
less,
you do,
like,
don't eat broccoli.
I don't even mind the burps. Like, I just want the farts, because the farts are so bad, and I know we're recording, and I know eventually that this is going to come around and bite me in the ass by talking about it, but...
Much like a fart. I'm
30 years old, and I give zero fucks right now, but I really just wish the smelly farts would just stop. Make the farts stop.
I can dig it.
Okay.
I dig it.
That's all I wanted to say.
Ladies, not to interrupt all the goodness and the funness and stuff, but...
Yeah, we should save it for the podcast.
Save that stuff for the podcast, but...
I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
I feel like you're going to sneeze, too.
I think I'm going to sneeze, actually, because I keep trying to hide it.
Yeah, you sound
like
you're going to sneeze. Yeah.
There it is! Oh, that's good. That's an on-air sneeze. Did you get snot on your mic?
I know, away from my mic, which was good.
The mic of a thousand truths all snotty now?
Yeah. And then everyone on the podcast died.
That's not very nice. I'm going to sneeze one more time.
God.
I sneeze in 3.
That's
right. Pandalicious sneezes in 3.
You sneezed and it was like biological warfare because I started like choking.
I don't
know. Like you had smoke in your mouth.
Okay.
Oh, she coughs and then you sneeze. Oh, that's out.
Oh my God, we're doing it like.
Oh God.
Sickness. I sneeze anthrax. Anyway. So.
Everybody okay?
Everyone still alive? Find your exit, buddy. Have you located your exit, buddy?
I believe in fairies. Anyway, it's a fun game. I've had a hoot with it. I swear to God. Like, I'll probably play it after we're done here. And
sneeze. Sneeze.
And after I sneeze. Oh my God! I don't know what's up with me. I'm sneezing today.
Yeah. I'm gonna call you Sneezy for the rest of the show.
But anyway, I am going to say that this game, as I played through it, I like it. It keeps me entertained. 4 stars.
Sneeze. Yes.
4 candies. And good job, Mario. Fuck you, Peach. And Toadette, you're cool. And
fuck
I need
you.
A tissue.
Fuck you. You're
fuck you.
Cool.
Fuck you. You're cool. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm
you're gonna
dying.
Go to like a hospital. You sound like you're dying.
No. Magic, when you were coughing, I thought you were dying. I thought we were listening to the last breaths of Magic Mystic.
But anyway, so I'm going to take the crown of a thousand truths, put on some gloves so that it's not infected. Disinfect it with something.
Purell.
Some Febreze.
Douse the sucker in Purell. Febreze will
Purell
only make it smell
and
nice.
And I'm going to lay a nice, beautiful cushion in the center, and magic if you want to take it.
I'm going to talk at it without getting any closer to it than I have to.
What? I'm human. I sneeze.
Oh,
as in you're crazy
mega
for
Mega Tennis, which is what the huge cult following of Shin Megumi Tensei games call themselves.
All right, whatever. Uh-oh.
I'm trying to fight the sneezing. I'm sorry.
Don't fight it. Go with it.
I know, but when she blows her nose, it sounds like a trumpet.
It sounds like a duck.
Shut up.
I was like, did somebody let a duck into the podcast
room? It sounds
like
somebody's calling people to arms to fight Narnia.
No, it
like
doesn't.
A bugle. It's like,
no. It's not like that at all.
It sounds like kind of like, you know, an elephant trumpeting. It's like,
I think that's kind of like a duck.
No, it's much more than that. It's got gravitas.
Maybe, you know how, like, ducks, like, quack, but, like, Canadian geese and stuff, they honk?
Yes.
It's more of a goose thing.
Yeah, it's more of a, than a, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Curse on both your house.
And my house,
your house
is your
too,
house.
No, your house is in D.E.
Never mind.
I had to refrain.
Delaware! It's in Delaware!
My house is in Dubai.
Dubai.
Delaware and Dubai, they're right next to each other. I think that should be the title, but how do you spell
shut
it?
Shut up, you guys!
Just put, like, honk, honk, honk.
No, it'd be like, it's like, if this is Legend Sisterhood, podcast number 57.
Yep. Yeah, but I could just pick the best of out of all the sneezes and coughs. Thanks.
Amanda, what's the are you playing with a vibrator?
No.
Amanda's
I have a Fiji
masturbating
bottle.
Again.
Sorry, I don't masturbate during recording.
That was
the logical next step.
I don't know. You oftentimes do not have on pants. And
I'm wearing pants today, bitch. I have a Fiji bottle, and I was humming into it.
Yep. you don't wear pants, and you make suspicious noises.
It's a Fiji bottle. God, I am not a whore. No, seriously, guys, I'm really getting sick of the whore jokes.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? I get sick of the old and the short.
Yeah, but old and short doesn't equal whore.
Doesn't mean it doesn't bother me just as much.
Neither of those impinges upon your personality and morals. Yeah.
It doesn't make
that's
us
just
love
genetics.
You any less.
Okay, so what would you prefer? Should I go with dimple buns? Then, every time there's a short and or old joke that floats this way? Where do you want to go with that? Where would you like me to go with that? Because something's coming back your way. So
yeah, you're just going to be able to make fun of you for something. Otherwise, it's just very lopsided and unfair.
So what do you want? Should we go with dimple buns?
The syphilis comment wasn't enough. You know how often now on all games I get asked, do you actually have syphilis?
I'm sorry.
And I say, no, I don't have syphilis.
Oh.
I have been asked already. I've only probably been on that site for maybe 3 weeks. But then the first night I'm up there, 7.
Shit.
7.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do for you right now. I'm going to record a audio bit of me declaring that you do not have syphilis. And
or
I'll have
any other STDs.
A
disclaimer.
I will have Andre actually air that on the show. Would that make you feel better?
On one of the shows. It doesn't have to happen anytime soon. But like at the end, be like, just a disclaimer. Pandalicious does not have any.
I'll tell you what. Remind me after the episode next week. And I will specifically say, just so that you guys know. Pandalicious does not have syphilis.
Or VD. Or the gout. Or chlamydia.
Did you say
just
the gout?
Yeah, because gout, you know, gotta have something.
Pandalicious does not have genital herpes. And neither do I.
Thank you.
Okay. Because,
you know, after several different people asking me if I actually had any type of STDs, I was like, nope.
You've never gotten pictures of anybody's penis over your Xbox, so I don't care.
Especially not in the...
I don't know if I could see pictures.
Yes, you can see pictures. You don't have to have a camera to see pictures. If somebody sends you a message that has a picture, you can see it.
Oh.
And let me tell you, you don't want to see most of them. Because most of them are people's penises.
Okay.
Some of them really should not be proud of the pictures of their penis that they're sending around.
You're too small to fit in there. Anyway.
Are you saying they should take pictures of other people's penises?
They should take pictures of other people's penises and pretend.
They should just get the pictures of the penises with elephantitis. What? What?
Oh, my sister.
You really don't get what you're laughing.
And people liked the panda thoughts. I just have to have more thoughts.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything we can do about that, but...
No, that's
something you're going to have to work on. I can't really help you with that.
That's what I need to work on having more thoughts. Don't give him my number.
Cute.
Yeah, well, sorry. Happy with what I have.
I wasn't trying to whore you out. I was just, you know.
I don't know, Rochelle, because you know.
I was just saying it might have helped. It's just a skosh. But I didn't need you or your noonie. We were able to...
Good, because my noonie's not for sale.
Not for sale. Just borrow for a little bit.
No, it's not even for borrow. I don't even use it all the time.
What do you think about actually just jumping right into the podcast so all of the stuff is in the podcast? And then anything else we want to talk about later after the podcast, we do that. Because we're very much in the habit of just ruining everything
before the podcast. Used to run off like cockroaches when the lights turned on at the end of the podcast. So we had to talk before
the
podcast.
Yeah, but I've
got
stuff I gotta do after.
See?
Sorry, I have a life, dude. Sorry, but I love you.
Speak, Amanda. Speak.
Hello.
Speak more than one word.
Hello there.
Jugs are for fart huffers.
Ew. That's nasty.
Ew.
Like, man, what are you huffing?
Okay, wait a minute. With all the things that we just talked about over the last 2 hours, the one that makes you both at the same time go, ew, is fart huffer.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Okay.
Who wants to smell personal beef? That is okay. Nasty. You wouldn't. So you kiss your mother with that mouth? Really?
Apparently we know where the line is now.
Obviously. Okay, we can talk about sex, we can talk about incest, we can talk about animated porn, we can talk
about
drugs,
we can talk about scenes in uncomfortable places.
We can talk about people being pierced to death, but if I say fart huffer and that's when we cross the line.
That is hard.
Wow. I'm okay with everything, but like bodily functions.
Yeah,
like, obviously.
I'm picturing like this like wasted drug addict person in the corner with like this plastic like paper bag. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Farts. It's like nasty. Ew. Like, man, you want a hit of this? No, I don't. Thank you. Like, no way. That's nasty.
That's the funniest image I've had in my brain all day. Thank you very much for that. I needed that.
You have a fan.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that I talk to on All Games all the time. And I was like, so, I'm like, you listen to the show? And he's like, yes. And I'm like, which segment do you like listening to the best? Expecting him to say me.
So you're just trolling for
he's just trolling for praise. She's I love me.
I was like, but which one? And he goes, he's like, believe it or not, and you're probably not gonna like this. He's like, I like your sister segment the best. Are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, I'm a tech gadget guy. He's like, I put out for tech gadgets. And when she starts talking specs, and I'm like, ew.
We should save this for the show because I do want to talk about that.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I was going to bring up was the ESA study that was just released that talked about the changing landscape of gamers. I think it's pretty apropos because basically...
What does that word mean?
Appropriate.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Learn something new every day.
For us being females in the gaming industry, because the leading stat that was really interesting coming out of it is that adult female gamers for the first time outnumber the 18 and younger male gamer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's 32% more women over the age of 18 game than men 18 and younger for the first time. I mean, there's some great stats in there, so I think it's really cool that the landscape is changing. It's our anniversary, so it's apropos for us to talk about those stats.
I would just say apropos.
You would. It's but see, that's because I'm you're you. Millennial. And you're a millennial.
Millennial.
I'll pat your head.
Please say apropos.
Apropos. Like, it's totally apropos for the eps.
No.
Look, look, I use adorbs more than I should, but I think that that's cute.
Please don't say adorbs.
I can't help it. I can't help it, especially when I'm referring to
my
dog.
Oh, so adorbs!
I mean, come on.
Please stop truncating words. Thanks.
I know. Eventually, we're all going to be abbreviating words. Like, I don't even know what he just said. Some abbreviations.
Pretty much when I look at most people's Twitter, that's basically where I'm at. So
you don't want to say adorable? That's fine. Use cute.
That's right. It's four letters as opposed to adorbs. That's like five or six.
True. True speak. I will attempt to remove it from my language. However, since the Oxford English Dictionary added it.
Wait, it got added to the dictionary.
Damn,
yeah. I heard Hot Mess did too.
Yeah, Hot language, Mess made it. Adorbs made it. And something else
totes.
Made it.
Well, not,
totes was already in.
Yeah, but
really
totes
funny.
For tote bad, but not totes adorable. Like totes.
But there was something else that made it. And I was like, oh, wow, language. You
totes,
suck.
Totes my goats. But anyway.
I use totes my goats in email, but only in emails. Or if I'm really drunk.
Have that recorded.
God damn it!
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, we should probably invest in some kind of sound effect machine at some point.
Yeah. That hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
You bring the technical, I bring the talent. Like, you bring the order, I bring the polish. That's
chaos.
How we work.
Chaos.
I to some, it looks like chaos, but to me, it's utter success.
So thank you for the question, Kevin. I hope that we were able to help you a little bit and give you some ideas for inspiration. And stop moving.
Sorry, my leg spasmed and it hurt. It was uncontrolled. I apologize.
Oh. I'm not saying that. You're recording. I ain't.
4 years has taught me not to say things.
I have learned my lesson.
Good for you.
Ooh, my jaw just shit like cracked.
That's good. Oh, speaking trouble. Yeah. Give it to me. Come on, saliva. Yeah. Good stuff.
Stop it, you dork.
You're a dork.
No, you're a dork.
No, you're a dork. I actually have the paperwork that says it.
Okay. Where'd you find those?
I could Photoshop it. All right, so then the winner is Ew Health. And that, my darling,
is me.
Dear sister.
Yeah, I know.
Would, in fact...
be me, and I don't care. So be quiet so I can do it. Thank
well,
you.
Well, be quiet so I can fix my audio. So why don't you, like, suck a dick? I guess I'm to the point where I don't mind sex in in anime, just like I don't mind sex in video games as long as there's a point to it. Whether it's comic relief or actually going to drive the plot. Bless you, Chiquitita.
Thank you.
But, bless
Sorry,
you again.
I'm teasing.
That time you got boogers on it. You did that time, too.
I know. I can't help it. My nose is taking over my system. Okay.
You're right.
I think they're done.
No. Mackenzie, you still there?
Mackenzie? Please cut this part out, please.
Oh, it's been recorded.
It's like Panda playing the bugle. Oh, wait, no, it's her nose.
Yeah.
So remember my friend I told you that was like dogging me on Destiny to play with him?
The one that used to work for you?
Yes.
And now it doesn't work for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he recruited me into his clan.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So here's what happened. He sends me a message on Facebook and he's like, hey, do you want to be in like a Destiny clan? And I figured it was like him and a couple of his friends. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I figured, you know.
Right.
Yeah, no. They're like hardcore legit. All of a sudden I'm in a like multi-person thread. There's like 25 people in the thread. They're making Survey Monkey surveys to everybody, poll everybody to pick the name for the thing. They're having deep conversations around being the serious. Lobos of Ragna versus this versus that.
Yes, you might
they
not
set
need,
it up.
You might not need to play with me.
Yeah, no, I need to play with you because I'm going to get booted out of this clan as soon as they realize that I actually can't play really well. So it's maybe going to be like 3 days.
okay.
Yeah, so no, I need people to play with that can play with me with my suckitude of skills. You saw me playing Destiny. I'm okay.
You're okay.
But I'm not like clan, let's go stompy people.
Well, they're going to be aggressive.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they're going to be like mad aggressive. Because they're building like Facebook pages for the group and shit.
Holy crap. Probably.
Yeah, so I'm just like, yeah.
That sounds pretty serious to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in the clan very long. So... And when you think about it, that's a statement that really coming from my mouth makes a lot of sense. I'm not going to be in the clan very long.
Chicken, you try another Chinese chicken. You have a real chicken. Your brain starts ticking.
Is that what your brain does? Your brain. Your brain.
Your man's on. And something, something, Padawan.
Something, something, Padawan. That's what you've got.
Yeah.
You've got something, something, Padawan.
This is how you remind me. Oh, man, I sound better than Nickelback.
Everything sounds better than Nickelback.
You know, people like Congress. No, people like Nickelback a little bit better than Congress. Like, it was a stat. It was like 34% like Congress and 36% like Nickelback. Versus Nickelback. You better work.
Amanda, I kind of really need you to shut the fuck up so I can actually hear what's recorded. Because I have you in one ear, and then I have you in both ears. And I'm like, I can't tell what's the recording and what's you talking live.
No.
All right, so shush your mouth. Okay. Ooh, a Sharpie pen. Sharpie pen, Sharpie pen. I don't have much voice yet. Lucky for you, there's no paper around, or I would draw with you. Happy face, happy face. Doing little happy face. With your eyes in this place. Gonna kick you in that space. Look out. I'm drawing.
All right, let's do this thing, shall we, ladies?
Yes.
You burp first.
Belch.
There.
Start belching, guys.
Okay.
Oh, that was just okay. That was beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Oh. That is such a depressing music video.
Zanzibar. I'm gonna do you, sweetly. I'm gonna do you softly. I'm gonna ball you completely. Cause I have balls, apparently, in which to ball you. I'm gonna ball you so good, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl in the moonlight. Cause light can lead to light. And like can lead to ball. Sure as the stars above, I'd really like to fuck you. Not you. You're my sister. Not you. Not you. But you out there and everyone but you. Damn it, that word sucks.
Could you please not ever do that again?
But it's such a great song.
Yeah, but could you not do that while we're recording? Or anywhere near a microphone?
Go-kart racing, accidentally masturbating.
What? Why are you staring at me like that?
Sorry.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Do you know that there's,
Oh my god, no?
I just saw that.
Oh my god, gross.
I'm sorry. I just saw it.
And now it cannot be unseen.
Now I made that, that's why I made a face. I'm sorry.
Ew!
Well, I can't put my
phone. I will fix that after. Don't touch it.
I'm not gonna touch it.
Okay.
I promise you, I'm not gonna
Please don't touch it.
You know, and the price value, like when you buy the cards for the Xbox 360, like in stores for Microsoft points, they are obviously a little more expensive than if you just buy the points straight from. Bless you. You sneezed.
I need tissue.
You need a tissue?
I need tissue.
Okay, I go. You stall.
I stall. Bow, chicka, bow, bow. Hurry, it's gonna fall in my Twizzler.
STALL, stall. Sorry. As I
leave it cut out.
Okay, good.
It better get cut out, Andre.
Well, now that you've used his name, definitely has to be. Good call, by the way.
Thank you.
So where should I pick up from?
What were you talking about?
How when you buy the...
Oh, the Microsoft points. Yeah, talk about how they cost more.
Well, when I go... What happened was...
I do have several questions actually prepared on cue cards, which is something I also never do.
This is the most prepared for a show that she's ever been.
Because I want to impress them.
Yeah, seriously.
My friends.
Typically, she just rolls up in pajamas like, all right, what are we talking about?
And that's even if I come in pajamas.
And that's when I go, but you're supposed to be prepared. I just turn the mic on. Let's see what happens.
Hey, I wing it. I'm great at that.
But anyway, let's not talk about that because we have a show to do. Dude. You all right there, kid? You cool? You all right? Everything okay? Because it kind of sounds kind of squishy and wrong over there. Okay, so...
Oh.
Yeah,
I forgot.
You forgot what?
That we were rolling.
Yeah.
Are you going to cut that out?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
Oh. Oh, well, good thing I didn't say what I was going to say, because I don't want that, what I was going to say on the show.
Okay. Well, we haven't started the show yet, but this is all recording.
Let's talk about it on the show!
I need to take a moment, because we had some noise in the back, because I forgot that I shouldn't have shut the door the whole way, because this is where the cat box is. I guess the cat was meowing outside of the door, not that I could hear it. So Jeremy let the cat in because she had to poop. Her shit smells horrible. I'm sitting here trying not to gag on the show because it's just invading my nostrils in a way that I feel violated. Like I need to call a ripe crisis hotline and like talk about how violated I feel right now.
And you put down city buses.
I took all my strength to not say anything or be like, bro, I need a second, because it is bad. It is like bad Indian food in a baby's diaper that has been rubbed all over, like, all the members of Kiss's dicks after a show. That's what it smells like. All of those things. Like, I have bitch face right now because I'm just utterly repulsed by the smell that I've had to sniff for the last 26 minutes. I feel so bad.
Because I've been really kind of falling into it. Like, it's really kind of blossomed in this really interesting way, which...
I keep it for the podcast. Keep it for the podcast.
Weirdness has happened. My phone is not here. Oh, crap.
Drunk Amanda, where's your phone?
No. Like... Babe?
Oh no, don't tell me I'm that idiot who left it at the bar, because that will be embarrassing. No, because I asked you, no.
Shit.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, balls. Did I really do the thing? I'm an idiot. Oh, flack me.
Hey, Amanda?
Just text me.
I heard a vibrate.
Can you do that again? I thought I heard a buzz somewhere.
I heard a vibrate.
What? I hear it, but where? What the hell is going on? What just happened? I feel vibrations, but I don't see it anywhere. No, it's not in my boob. I would feel it.
It's been absorbed by your boob.
I'm going nuts.
It's in the chair.
No, it's not. I
hear it.
But I don't... Are you serious right now? Did I just do that? Did I literally just do that?
Yep, you're drunk. Stay home, Amanda. You're drunk.
Oh my god. I can't believe I just did that.
I don't know. Maybe you need a senior moment. Are you not doing it?
No, we're doing the show now.
At 7?
Yeah. The call is from inside the house. Oh my god, I'm really drunk. Guys, it was in the desk.
You're drunk.
Holy shit. Wow, it's really, really bad that it was in my desk, which means I had it in my hand when I came here. I put it down to set up my shit and then pushed the drawer back in and did not see it.
When you come to my town, you bow down.
Nothing Ice Cube was going on right now.
I don't.
Nothing. Nothing West Coast Connect was happening.
I don't know what just
there
happened.
There was no bass. Nothing.
That just.
There's no title even
honestly,
remotely.
In my mind, what just happened is I was riding in a lowrider and it did the bounce. And we were driving
down
the street.
Why were you in a lowrider?
And I was just like, we were rolling by and I'm like, when I come through your town, you bow down.
Why was that in your head?
I don't know.
Nothing we were talking about was about California, lowriders, nothing.
I know, but that's just what, it just, things like that just happen. And there's no explanation for it, going back to what we were supposed to be doing.
That's why we have a half hour tangent.
Yeah.
Seriously! Angela Lansbury for the fucking win!
She's the best. Wait, is she dead?
No.
Oh, good. I'm glad she's still alive.
Yeah. Perfectly fine.
Wow. How old is she now?
Old.
Are we sure she's not dead?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, we're still recording. Sorry, Angela Lansbury.
Like, she listens to this podcast.
It'd be so amazing if she did.
If we got an email, I was like, this is Angela Lansbury, and I'm not dead. Would you like me to come on the show to prove it? I'd be like, yes. Yes.
You know, and I pretty much babysit a room full of, you know, freshmen, except for the six of us who are like juniors and seniors that have, you know, kind of been in the club since we made it. So, yeah. So Panda gets tired on Tuesdays. And freshmen. Excuse me.
How you doing?
I think there's one more in there.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey. Okay. Ow, my knee! My knee! Oh, balls! Balls!
Ow. Yeah, I keep trying to add him to the call, and it won't let me add him to the call.
Fuck jeez. Jeebus.
Fuck Jeebs.
Oh my god, that would have been a great, like ask Jeebs. Like, fuck Jeebs.
Let me switch this around a little bit. Get a little coating going on.
That sounds so nasty.
I know, doesn't it?
So let me just get some coating.
Yeah, and I've got some chloraseptic spray in the other room, so if it gets really bad...
I have topical cream.
That's not going to help my throat.
Just put some right here.
Just put some right here. It's not going to help
my throat. All better.
All better.
Here's some Vicks Vapor Rub.
Amanda, fix it. My skin be smooth,
I'm though. So glad we don't do video, because people would think I'm a molester.
Just a little bit, you think?
I just like to touch things.
People, whatever.
My hand is on your boob. My hand is on your boob. Don't sue me. My hand is on your boob.
Let's do this thing.
All right.
Wait for it.
I try very hard not to come off really drunk, but it's kind of hard.
I don't even know why I drink it before the show. You know that I'm the only one that can hold my liquor.
I know, but I didn't even have a lot of the... Like, it was in a small glass. I swear to God, I only drank half of it, and I'm fucked.
You know it only takes a little bit.
Yes. All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go. You ready? You good? Yep. You good? Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. So, let me just bring that... up, make it
jostle
a PDF.
The boobs, jostle the boobs, jostle the boobs, jostle the boobs.
I am recording.
Okay. I don't give a fuck.
Just thought I would let you know that.
I don't give a fuck.
But you know what it is for everyone? Fun entertainment stuffs. Mm. And Panda's hangover is like,
Sorry.
Yeah. So if we could focus.
I'm sorry. I'm rallying. I am rallying. I'm here.
Knowing that we had a podcast to do today, maybe somebody shouldn't have gone all out yesterday.
Yes.
Hmm?
I shouldn't have gone all out yesterday. I should have caught
all
my shit.
Rally it up and stay engaged. Here we go. All right. Let me get the snot out my nose.
Gotta get the tickle out of my throat.
Okay.
I feel like I'm gonna burp, but I feel the tickle. And I'm like, I don't wanna be like the burp best. That'd be horrible.
It would be horrible. Hey, save it for the show. Does everybody in Gotham City know Bruce Wayne is Batman? Like, yes. That's a valid thing. Cause like, well, we know why Amanda does. But, like, shit, fucking, it seems like everybody except for Commissioner Gordon knows.
It seems like, Batman. Hey, I got a secret.
So Dent knows. Joker knows. Like, Amanda knows.
Maybe the only person who doesn't know is Bruce.
Maybe Bruce doesn't know he's Batman. Catwoman knows. Like, seriously, when you break it down...
Like, everyone
damn near
knows.
Everybody. I think Penguin and Commissioner Gordon are the only people that don't know that Bruce Wayne is Batman. Raj knows. Talia al Ghul knows.
Right.
Like, shit. So, like, yeah. Like, everybody seems to know.
Riddler knows, and he keeps making riddles about who Batman is.
Right. Like, nobody just, like, blatantly, like, as they're being arrested, is screaming, like, Bruce Wayne is Batman! Did you know that? Bruce Wayne! Like, I would.
Like, Scarecrow would be like, I can make haunting dreams where he gets revealed, and people would still not think it was him.
Ho! 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 And that's you. You said it. Ho, I'm totally pointing at my microphone like you can see me.
But you can't. I don't know who you calling a ho, so you better back up.
I said, oh.
I heard ho.
Oh, like, brr, 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 oh.
Are you world starring me right now?
World star.
Brr, brr, brr,
brr, brr, brr. Get ricked.
If you liked our conversation, this is pretty much what we do on our website. I have to sneeze.
Okay.
But now the sneeze won't come.
Come.
All over your sister. Ba-dum-bum. Andre, don't put that in the podcast.
It's gross because we're sisters.
It's gross because they're brother and sister.
Ew.
See? Badong. Bad
See,
wrong.
There are things that gross even me out.
But then, of course, here come the bombs. Bombs. Bust everybody out.
Why so do now... bombs sound like kittens falling from the sky?
Because they have speakers with kitten sounds.
Oh, okay.
On
right.
They're not very fierce bombs. Okay. They're kitty bombs.
Kitty bombs.
They're Hello Kitty missiles.
Oh, Hello Kitty missiles. That'd be so cute.
Pre-show is where we get this out so that we don't say it on the show.
So, like, I had this intense craving for Pop-Tarts the other day. But, like, I didn't want, like, the one with the sprinkles on it. Like, I'm a simple brown sugar kind of girl. Like, with the frosting on it. Because if it ain't got no frosting, it's not a Pop-Tart. I'm sorry. It's a fucking toaster strudel. And those things suck. And if you like them, that's all up. That's your thing. It's not my thing. But a Pop-Tart without frosting is a Pop-Tart opportunity lost.
Oh, congestion. How I love you. How I love you. Okay. All right. I think this is as good as it's going to get. I'm going to turn on energy now. Oh, okay. You ready?
Hold on.
All internet-y things off?
Yes, I'm about to... I'm finishing. Partial nakedness. Exit.
Partial naked? Well, that's the way to exit. If you're going to exit, exit partially
naked. Partially naked.
Yes.
And let me get out of this. I have my notes open. Because I need the notes. And they are go. Oh, that was just beautiful.
Hey, no problem. That's what I'm here for. And this is why we don't do a video podcast.
Because you'd burp all the time. And then the one day you farted, that would just be the end of it.
The one day you farted?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because you fart when you laugh real hard.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Mom does.
You get it from Mom.
Fuck you.
It's true.
Can we start now?
Sure. All right, you ready?
I was also thinking about giving you... most likely to run on CP time to a podcast. But then I was like, that sounds more like a senior superlative than an award.
Right. So.
Although all right. I could give you a superlative.
Right.
So you will have a flood of Xbox stuff.
Sorry. I thought I was gonna happen 2 minutes ago, I'm not even gonna lie.
Damn it.
And you were doing so good, too.
I was so good. Damn it. But you will have a flood of X-Bone stuff.
So delicious.
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice. And I got that on tape.
So what?
No, women I'm just saying hurt. Nice. I'm just saying nice. They do. We do.
Okay. Save it for the show. Save it for the show. Okay.
Good show, bro. I have to poop.
All right. Well.
Do not put that in the clip show, Andre.
Well, it was recorded.
I felt the smile grow on your face. Don't you dare.
We'll talk about it in the show. Okay.
I want to poop because I need to, and I've been holding it for like 2 minutes.
Uh-huh. Is it going to take you 20 minutes to shit?
Well, depends on the poop. One, it depends on that.
Well, I mean, how much cheese did you eat yesterday, dog?
Anyway, have to do that. I have not had lunch and I want to eat. I'm a dinosaur. Unique New York.
Doop, 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 doop. That was really bad.
It's okay, I wasn't judging you.
If you don't see me on social media for a day, something is wrong.
Okay. We'll get this. I'll be ready to go.
Yes.
Hold on. Nope. Thought there was a burp there, but there's not. Although I was pretty sure there was one. Okay.
Okay, I have to go and get a fancy dress on because me and Jeremy are having our last date before we get married today.
We're going to the
Symphony House in Boston, and we're seeing a taiko drum performance.
Ooh, y'all is fancy.
Yeah, so it's our last like date, so I have to go on a clean shirt.
I love it.
I got the clean pants, but I need to put on a clean shirt.
Hey, I put on a bra to do this podcast, so that's how important this is.
Hey.
I keep standards.
I get it. But okay, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, talk to you later, bro.
Bye.
Oh, fuck. It's too good. You can't not end on titties.
It just makes you smile. You can't say titties and not be smiling. Try to say titties with a mean face.
I can't.
You can't say titties.
Because your mouth is already kind of in like a
smile. It's already in a smiling face when you're saying titties. So you can't not smile when you say titties.
Titties. Nope, I can't.
Especially me, I can't.
Nope.
Now go to contacts.
Oh, I feel another burp coming.
It's in my belly.
Whoa. Oh, that sounds dirty. Oh, it's down there. It's like building.
God damn it.
It's gonna be so bad. Sorry.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
You were supposed to be classy.
So what happened was, in one of the days where I wasn't feeling well, I ended up watching Kitty Cat Gaming, because, like, she's my guilty pleasure.
Oh, Susie.
Yes. Because I can't...
I like Susie, and I also feel for her.
Right.
Because she did a makeup tutorial, and I didn't realize just how much that face isn't her face.
Right. Yeah, a lot of that face is not her face.
And I was like, oh, girl, your skills are so good.
Yeah, she got good skills because that's not her face.
That's not my face.
I do some contour, maybe some shadow. That's I got not the my face. Liner and then my because that's my face. That was really inappropriate of me, and I stopped recording, thank God, so you don't have that.
So we gotta cut that.
God damn you! Okay.
It's still in mine. Andre, we can never put that in a show, especially if we ever got really in with Game Grumps. We could never, ever. Put it in the vault, just like... We never talk about it.
Talk about that ever.
Like Song of the South, it's in the vault. It never comes out.
Come out of the Esh vault ever.
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 I use my brain sometimes.
You use your brain more times than you give yourself credit for.
Well, I feel like a burp's coming. There's one in there.
Get it out.
I can't force myself to burp. That is not just...
Even when you pat your sternum?
I can't do it. Like, I know people say, oh, just, like, swallow air really hard.
Yeah, no, it's an air swallow thing. I cannot do it.
I can't do it. Like, it's just a natural thing. It just has to come out when it's ready. It's like a baby.
Yep. You just...
Of gas.
You can't.
Anyway, I'm back.
All right.
If I have to burp and I can feel it rising, I'll let you know. Never mind, it came out. Whoa.
You can't kill Xavier because that means you killed Patrick Stewart. That's absolutely right, and that man's a goddamn national treasure. He's such a national treasure that Nicolas Cage is trying to steal him. That is so good. Please put that in a pocket clip show somewhere. I don't care where. That was great.
Ninja and Panda will be back together for a new show next week. But until then, please check out our website at electricsisterhood.com. Add us to your bookmarks so you can read all the stuff we're writing about throughout the week. The entire team posts news and reviews on the site, so make sure you hit it up. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can also read our articles on Apple News. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, listen on our homepage on the web, or use whatever app you use to listen to podcasts on your phone or computer. Just search for the EshCast. You can also get it in Stitcher Radio, Google Play, VogueNetwork.com, and pretty much anywhere you can find fine podcasts. If you enjoy our show and the stuff we write about, which includes video games, anime, and general nerdery, make sure you enjoy the other voices in our network of shows. We feature shows like No Borders, No Race, a podcast and website hosted by King Baby Duck over at B3Crew.com. SmashBrook.com is helmed by HamsterMan2049. Whose weekly video show can be found at twitch.tv/hamsterman2049. Check out his streams every Wednesday night. Make sure you listen to Phil the Issues Guy. Phil's recap and review is on YouTube. Call in and be part of the show. His archives can be found on his website at issuesprogram.com. Also be sure to visit the team at nerdcrave.com. They do all the nerd stuff. Everything you crave at nerdcrave.com. So bookmark all of our sites. Subscribe to all of our shows. You can comment on our social networks. Give us a follow and a like. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/electricsisterhood. On Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh. On Twitter and Instagram at ESHnews. Ask us questions. Comment on the stuff that we post. Share us with your friends. Let us know if there are games or anime that you would like us to review. That's it for the business. For Ninja Sista and Pandalicious, I'm Siri, and pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.